Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly sunny and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Thursday that the fire danger index in that county will remain in the extreme category. Seibert says his office will continue to monitor any rain that falls today and over the weekend to see if there's any impact on reducing the fire danger. Farmers in the area are working on bringing in their crops, and as the amount of available fuel for explosive fire growth, such as corn, soybeans, and tall grasses, are removed from the equation, the threat of uncontrolled fires will continue to diminish as well. Next scheduled update on the fire conditions in Shelby County is expected on Monday. News time is 8:01.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
What'd I say then?
Just
what I thought. I think you need to get your hearing checked.
I hear just fine. Besides, Dave has hearing aids, and he hardly uses them. Says he spends a fortune on batteries.
Well, Dad's had hearing aids for 20 years now, and I heard him tell Mom he just bought a six-month supply and only spent around $60. I think there must be something going on with Dave's hearing aids. Maybe you should both go see Doug Leonard.
Having to spend a fortune on batteries is a common misconception people have about hearing aids. In fact, on average, batteries for both hearing aids should only cost about $10 a month. This is audiologist Doug Leonard at ASI. If the cost of batteries is what's keeping you from looking into having your hearing improved, I'd like to talk to you. I can clear up your misconceptions and alleviate your concerns. Battery expense shouldn't be a reason to avoid improving your quality of life with better hearing. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
The Mills County Sheriff's Department on Thursday released a cumulative report on arrests and incidents which took place over the past couple of weeks. Arrests this week include on Wednesday, 36-year-old Marcus Eugene Johnson of Red Oak for possession of a stolen vehicle and altering a VIN. Johnson was arrested at the Hastings Co-op. His bond was set at $5,300. And 47-year-old Stephen John Rumison of Council Bluffs was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. This past Tuesday, authorities in Mills County also arrested 35-year-old Julia Hong Vogel on a warrant out of Amarillo, Texas, for being a fugitive from justice and probation violation. Vogel was being held without bond. She was taken into custody at an I-29 rest stop in Mills County. And on Labor Day, Mills County deputies arrested 35-year-old Ori Lee Gordon of Malvern for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. Last Sunday, deputies arrested 37-year-old Matthew Scott Bessinger of Omaha on public intoxication and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. His bond was set at $600. The 5th Annual Fields of Flight Hot Air Balloon Festival will welcome more than 20 hot air balloonists from across the country this weekend. Area residents can enjoy the floating works of art as they grace the skies of Pottawatomie County today and tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m. The hot air balloons and their pilots will light up the evening skies at the nightly balloon glows, held both evenings, weather permitting. Net proceeds from the annual event will go to purchase food for Micah House. That's the emergency shelter in Council Bluffs that serves families and individuals who are experiencing the crisis of homelessness. The funds will support services for more than 760 individuals annually, half of whom are children. The event costs just $1 for admission and $5 parking per car, and there's lots of other events going on at that location as well. For more information, you can contact Lisa Emkin at 712-323-4416. For over 100 years, the Missouri River kept the steamboat Bertrand hidden away, and last year the raging river almost claimed it a second time. On Sunday, September the 16th, the Historical Society of Pottawatomie County will present Almost Lost a second time, the rescue of the Bertrand collection in 2011. The audiovisual program examines the evacuation of the Bertrand artifacts during last year's devastating flood. Bertrand Museum curator Dean Knudsen will explain the plans for the new exhibits and answer questions about the Bertrand. The presentation will be held at 2 p.m. September 16th in the auditorium at the Western Historic Trails Center at 3434 Richard Downing Avenue in Council Bluffs. The program is free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit the Historical Society of Pottawatomie County's website at www.thehistoricalsociety.org. In state news, the worst drought in the U.S. in decades may already have done its damage to the nation's corn crop that's now being harvested, but growers say their soybeans may turn out far better. Near Coulterville in southwestern Illinois, Dean Campbell concedes that Tropical Storm Isaac's remnants bless them with some water, but that won't save his 900-acre corn crop. That's averaging just one-tenth of his normal yield, with harvesting less than halfway done. But he says he expects a reasonable crop from his still maturing 1,100 acres of soybeans. Meanwhile, near Corning, Iowa, Ray Gasser got nothing from Isaac for his 3,000 acres of corn, which he foresees producing about 60 to 70% of normal. But he believes his soybeans could yield some 90% of what he's typically able to get. And Republican Congressman Steve King and Democratic challenger Kristi Vilsack debated for 50 minutes last night, and it was a rather feisty affair. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The debate was sponsored by WHO Radio and broadcast live Thursday evening. Vilsack early on accused King of being more interested in promoting himself than in passing legislation.
He's on television a lot, and he talks a lot, but I hear a lot of talk and no action. And frankly, I'd like to say to Congressman King that all that talk, some of it is actually offensive to people in Iowa. And frankly, he's been a bully, and he's an embarrassment to the people of Iowa when he talks about immigrants as animals. And if my mother were here, she'd say to Congressman King, show some common decency.
My mother would say, show some common decency at this point, too. And what makes me stay in office is that I'm driven to protect America from the hardcore movement of the left that's undermining American dream.
As for that comment Vilsack cited when King said the best immigrants are like an aggressive bird dog rather than a lazy dog sleeping in the corner, King offered this explanation.
We got the cream of the crop of every donor civilization on the planet. And people that can take a compliment and turn it into an insult are not going to be constructive working across the aisle. But that's what that was a compliment, and everyone who was there that heard that knows that.
King later said he was a little surprised and caught off balance by Vilsack's comments. King has not debated an opponent for 10 years. King and Vilsack are scheduled to debate again Saturday in Spencer. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Dozens of military-style tents are being set up on the Iowa State Capitol grounds in Des Moines for an event to benefit the homeless. Several Veterans Affairs groups, churches, and service organizations are behind the annual homeless stand-down, which begins this evening and runs through midday Sunday. Event chairperson Kim Neal says one goal is to help people better prepare themselves for landing a job.
If you don't have nice enough clothing, then you're not going to be able to find a job. If you can't afford to get a haircut, you're not going to be able to get a job. We have workforce development that comes in. It talks to them about finding work. We'll talk to them about interview skills.
Free haircuts, dental work, and flu shots will be offered to many of those attending the event. A U.S. District Court judge, an attorney, and representatives of Iowa Legal Aid will also be on hand.
We have a large population within the homeless that have legal issues, whether it's warrants, whether it's, you know, fees that they owe, court costs, those kind of things that will come up on background checks.
Sleeping tents are available on site throughout this weekend. Last year, more than 1,700 people were helped at the event, and 3,800 meals were served. Governor Terry Branstad joined Republican legislators on Thursday to talk more about their economic proposals for the next legislative session that they first introduced in August. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, says tax reform is a key portion of the plan they call Iowa Strong.
If you're going to talk about a strong economy, you need a competitive tax code. And we absolutely, it's like we have attempted before, but now unified, the whole group of us, we're going to address property tax reform and relief, and we're going to take that to Iowans so that they can make a decision. We have the third highest commercial property taxes in the nation, the 16th highest residential property taxes in the nation. That's unacceptable. We're going to address commercial industrial property taxes by reducing the rollback for them.
And Paulson says the property taxes aren't the only focus.
We also need changes in our income tax code. We need to reduce both personal and employer income taxes. And we're going to do this. We're going to create a flatter, lower out our extremely high rates so that all Iowans can keep more of their hard-earned money and that entrepreneurs can better compete on a worldwide basis. And they also get to encourage them to invest right here in the state of Iowa, invest in our workforce.
Governor Terry Branstad would not nail down the specifics of how big a rollback Republicans are envisioning for property taxes.
We are not revealing the details of this today, but as you know, in the last 2 years, the House has, I think, on four different occasions passed property tax legislation that would reduce the property tax. Senate Democrats have failed to pass it, and Senate Republicans have tried.
The governor said they will fully fund the state commitment to fully funding the school funding formula and the tax credits for local governments to overcome the rollback in commercial property taxes. Taking a look now at world headlines on KJAN, there's mixed news on the unemployment front this morning. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to 8.1% in August from 8.3% in July, but only because more people gave up looking for work. U.S. employers added only 96,000 jobs last month, and 41,000 fewer jobs were created in July and June than first estimated. The Hawkeye and Granite states are the focus of the presidential campaign today. Both President Barack Obama and GOP challenger Mitt Romney will make stops in the battleground states of Iowa and New Hampshire. Obama will end the day in Florida, where there are 29 electoral votes up for grabs. Overseas, at least 50 people have been killed in a series of earthquakes in mountainous southwestern China, and the death toll is expected to rise. The quakes were of moderate strength, ranging from magnitude 4.8 to 5.6, but they were shallow, which often causes more damage. Egypt Air has grounded its international flights from Cairo because of a 12-hour strike by the airline's flight attendants. The strike began after dawn, with the flight attendants demanding improved working conditions. Meanwhile, in Germany, Lufthansa has canceled two-thirds of its flights after cabin crews launched a 24-hour strike. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
What'd I say then?
Just
what I thought. I think you need to get your hearing checked.
I hear just fine. Besides, Dave has hearing aids, and he hardly uses them. Says he spends a fortune on batteries.
Well, Dad's had hearing aids for 20 years now, and I heard him tell Mom he just bought a six-month supply and only spent around $60. I think there must be something going on with Dave's hearing aids. Maybe you should both go see Doug Leonard.
Having to spend a fortune on batteries is a common misconception people have about hearing aids. In fact, on average, batteries for both hearing aids should only cost about $10 a month. This is audiologist Doug Leonard at ASI. If the cost of batteries is what's keeping you from looking into having your hearing improved, I'd like to talk to you. I can clear up your misconceptions and alleviate your concerns. Battery expense shouldn't be a reason to avoid improving your quality of life with better hearing. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Donna K. Gaffney, age 57, of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Gaffney will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Rip Van Winkle, age 77, of Panora, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Van Winkle will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Harold C. Scott, age 97, a former Atlantic resident, died July 22nd at his home in Florida. Memorial graveside services for Harold Scott will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joyce Ann Holtus Beato, age 79, of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Beato will be today at 1 o'clock at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Tony Dvorak, age 78, of Messina, died Monday at Allegiant Health in Omaha. A memorial mass for Tony Dvorak will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Schrader, age 90, of Omaha, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schrader will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Howard Clarence Claver, age 83, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Memorial services for Howard Claver will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel, United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Dick Seibels, age 70, of Shenandoah, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Dick Seibels will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Anderson, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Mildred Anderson will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Lyle Ray Bryan, age 65, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ray Bryan will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Sharon Shaver, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Sharon Shaver will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Eva Law, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. There are no services planned for Eva Law. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson reporting.